AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Pod podcast, whatever that means.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on the podcast as a part of her second chance dance. Spider and Bridget invited my ex, Annie, on to the show because we had a caller who was bringing his ex to our second chance dance as his wingman.
Oh, it was interesting because we've only had to put up with him for 6 months. She had to live with him for years and years. I don't know how she ever did it. She needs a medal. And I did a spray on plastic bags. It's Black Tuesday because plastic bags taken out of Coles. I'm disgusted.
Don't even look at me. I'll give you the biggest stink eye. I hated that. That was terrible, Peter. And hate is a strong word. But Bachelor in Paradise, I love love. And it was all about love. And our girl on the Gold Coast, Tara and Sam, got married. I mean, engaged. I mean, it's love. Whatever. They got something.
He hasn't touched the ground.
Superstar, superhuman.
10-6.
Massive sport going on at the moment, but there's only one thing we can talk about. What? Don't worry about Andrew Bogut owning 50% of the Sydney Kings and coming from the States back to Australia. Don't worry about the A-League Grand Final this weekend where, how's this, tickets sold out in under seconds.
Really?
Within seconds, the A-League Grand Final was sold out.
Must have been when I was sleeping.
I know. I tell you, I fell asleep as well. Don't worry about the cricket now, 2020 game here at Metricon. This is all good news, but it's not big news. The biggest news overnight, we heard whispers yesterday, and it was confirmed yesterday as well. No Forex at State of Origin.
Mm. Yeah, what's going on there?
How sad is that for the person who loves a beer and loves State of Origin? Forex has been associated with State of Origin since even I can remember, but more so you, Bridge, who have been around for decades about Origin.
Well, I was the only real Queenslander in the room.
Exactly.
Born and bred, yes, it has been around. All of my jerseys have got the Maroons and the 4X label on. I'm not a fan of 4X personally, but it is synonymous with State of Origin.
I'm a massive fan of 4X, and this is Kevi Walters, the coach of Queensland. He's not happy either. Mm.
It's a bit of a dilemma, isn't it? So if you're looking for a cold beer at 4X after the game, you probably have to come to our sheds.
Yeah, we'll have to go to their sheds. You know what? Forex, no Forex at State of Origins, like no AFL Grand Final at the MCG. Mm. It's like the Gold Coast without Meter Maids. It's like KFC without the 11 herbs and spices. Yes. ACA without Racy Tracy.
True that.
Sizzler without your cheese bread. Mm. AJ with no racing. And Bridge with no Kujun Berry Chai Seed Bee Pollen Smoothie.
Kujun Berry.
That's what
a
it's
new
like.
Fresh from Kujun.
Hashtag put your empty 4X cans out tonight.
I saw your hashtag last night.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Put it out.
So put them out full. No one will drink them.
I'll be around drinking them.
Is that it for sport?
That's all we got.
That's a fair call.
Well, you want to go on now because now we're going to go to the New Zealand and get into trouble.
No, I'll play a song.
Don't go in late.
No, I won't.
Rod gets a bit angsty.
Big Bossy's here too.
Still yet to meet the one?
Lucked out in the love stakes?
Sound familiar?
Not sure where to meet your true love? AJ, Bridge and Spider's Second Chance Dance.
We're about to meet Jeanette.
Yeah, we are, and it's getting big. It's getting real. A lot of people, a lot of registrations coming in, and a lot of people now are starting to really start to talk to their wingman and work out exactly their game plan on the night, May 11, over in Broadbeach. But, yeah, Jeanette in Sorrento.
So, but let's cut to the chase here, Dale. You, if you don't mind us saying that your husband passed away 5 years ago, it would take a long time to get over that. How long were you guys together?
22 and a half years.
And, you know, you really know someone and you become accustomed to all their little idiosyncrasies.
Yep.
So have you spent that time finding out who you are again?
Definitely.
You like the outdoors, good sense of humour. That's why you're looking for a partner and with the same kind of capabilities.
Yes, yes. I love life. Life's not a dress rehearsal. You
that's
just
right.
Got to get out there and just live it. And that's what I want to do.
It's going to be a venue full of the opportunity to meet someone. And I still reckon you are outgoing. You had a great sense of humour. You do love the outdoors. You say that, you got to get out there and live. I reckon you deserve a picnic in the rain.
Oh.
It could be the turning point.
Could you do something better than that?
That's what Janet doesn't want. That's her ideal, like the worst date ever is a picnic in the rain. But you know what? I know a lot of friends of mine whose partners have passed away, and I think it's hard. You go through that guilt stage of, you know, you don't particularly want to not only meet anyone else, but you think in a way you're cheating, or, you know,
it is a little bit like that.
Mm. Yeah, but you're ready, and that's the great thing.
Yes, I'm ready now. It's taken me 5 years, but I'm ready.
Yeah, well, I'll get out the gear, ready for May the 11th next Friday. It is all happening, and we really look forward to having you there.
So, Ben, it's been lovely chatting with you all, and you have a fantastic day.
I am going to Hollywood. Taylor Talks.
We're off to Hollywood. A lot of things happening, including the biggest blockbuster movie ever, ever, to break out across the weekend in the States. Scotty Taylor, our reporter.
Okay, Scotty, thanks so much for joining us for a Tuesday. Oh, what's the latest with Bill Cosby?
Oh, yes.
Well, you remember last Thursday he was convicted on 3 counts, so he could face 10 years on each of those counts, but it's going to run concurrent, so that means 10 years in prison. But today, one of the jurors actually spoke on Good Morning America, and guess what really got this guy behind bars? It was his 2005 deposition in the first trial. Now, remember, this is a retrial now, but in that first trial back in 2005, Bill Cosby acknowledged he got drugs, including the now banned Senator Quaaludes, to give to women he wanted to have sex with.
What?
So that's what the jury said. Listen, and even the other 5 women, the juror didn't really take their deposition and their testimony in account. It was all based on Bill Cosby. So it looks like Bill Cosby didn't take a stand, but he convicted himself in a deposition.
The biggest news over the weekend, Scotty, it went off in America, or went off here to the Avengers. It is gone gangbusters. It's the biggest thing. Seriously, you don't worry about sliced bread. This is amazing.
Yeah, you know, I saw the movie last night with my 11-year-old son, and this is the best part of the movie, according to him. Thanos, the bad guy. He loved Thanos, and remember, Josh Brolin plays him. He's really the baddest of the bad guys. I thought he was amazing. You actually even started to feel a little pity for this dude, but here's my take as well.
Yep.
Now, remember, make sure you watch the other Marvel movies, or at times you're going to get lost on this one.
Do you have to watch the other ones? Is this like a new Star Wars? You got to watch the previous ones before you watch this one.
Yeah, I think you got to watch, guys. If you don't watch, you're not going to know the inner workings of all the Avengers and the characters. I got to do, though, put a bell-ringing hello to Chris Hemsworth, because he did a great job with Chris Pratt. Uh-huh. They're very, very good together. They both try to upstage each other, but it's really, really funny. Now, the thing that I'm really disappointed about, though, in this film, you don't see enough of the Hulk. You want to see that big green gobbledygoo.
Yeah.
up other people.
Do you know the Hulk is our generation, Scotty? But
yeah.
You know, Chris Hemsworth only lives about 40 minutes up the road from us.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. You know, I got to say that he is Thor. He's amazing in this movie. And what I like about Chris so much, guys, he's funny. He's absolutely hilarious. Even had my 11-year-old spilling his popcorn over some of the lines. But I do want to point out, guys, nobody I went with last night loved the ending.
Well,
that movie.
Now, the question is, Scotty, then, okay, because a lot of people are sitting on the fence here, either love it or hate it, you thumbs up or thumbs down?
Oh, big thumbs up. It's one of the best movies I've seen in a long, long time. But it is really conflicting, so you're going to love parts of it, or you're going to hate other parts of it, especially the ending. I don't think a lot of people are going to be happy with, which means here comes another movie down the road, guys.
Scotty Taylor, thank you, and stay safe.
Stay classy.
Gold 92.5. AJ Bridge and Spiders. Second Chance Dance. Some helpful hints from the 70s on how to snag your man.
10 to 7.
This book is gold.
What is it? What's this book?
I have found this book, and it's called How to Pick Up Men by a chick called Nicole Ariana. I don't know, but on the front cover is
this lady,
and she is surrounded by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 guys. One's kissing her. They're all over.
Yeah.
All with big hairy beards.
It was written in the 70s.
Oh, this was written in the 70s.
It's the old school book.
And I thought, you know what? you know, a lot of people in their 70s are still together.
Oh, 100%.
In their 70s now.
Yep.
So maybe, just maybe, let's go back and see if any of these tricks will help. Because now it's all about those singles that are coming to our beautiful Second Chance Dance. So let's go old school and try some of these techniques out.
Okay, let's see if they work. AJ will be able to relate to a few of these beautifully.
Oh, my God, this is hilarious. Okay, so this chapter is called Ways to Be Sexy, ladies. This is what the 70s was all about. Perfume, wear it often and use lots of it. Bathe in the stuff. It's your personal trademark.
What's a perfume of the 70s?
Oh, it would have to be your... Oh,
it would have been floral and more floral.
D711. No, what was that? Poison. That stuff was always huge.
Yeah.
Red Door.
I'm trying to think of
I know.
Oh, no, Brute 33.
Oh, no, that would... How do you guys go with perfume? There's a fine line, isn't there?
Very.
Right? So I don't think guys like sickly sweet,
nah.
Do you?
Well, you know I like a red. So I don't.
That's wine.
I don't put perfume on because it spoils the bouquet of the wine.
There
you know,
we go.
You know I like my red, so I don't wear perfume.
Okay, long nails. God. Most girls would like long nails because they're beautiful to look at and very erotic. I think most guys like, you know, girls that look after their nails. That's easy. This is hilarious. Go braless.
What?
This doesn't mean wearing see-through clothes. But go braless.
Go braless.
Just give a little bit. Going braless is something else. It's playing the game in low-key, sexy way. Mm. Letting them see your nipples through a soft sweater and your breasts bounce when you walk.
Oh. You got to be careful because, you know, like sometimes you know, if I slip over and pour beer or slip over with a jug of water.
This is wrong in every way. I tell you what, at our age, people coming along, let's all wear a bra. Okay.
Yeah.
High heels. Thank God high heels are finally fashionable again. Slacks are fine, but they'll never turn a guy on the way long legs swathed in sheer stockings will. Flash your legs around. Let your skirt ride up a little when you sit down.
Oh, AJ, start.
Show some splits on the front side. Guys are basically voyeurs, so give them something to peek at.
Open your eyes, AJ. Open your eyes.
Bebe.
You know what? Nothing's changed.
No, this is full on. Are you ready?
Yeah.
My last tip from the 70s of ways to be sexy. Touching. Do it selectively and meaningfully. Brush up next to a man when you're in a crowded elevator so he can feel your breasts but won't quite be sure whether it was accidental or not.
Has the cocktails and keys got an elevator?
Camille, have you made
How
up that,
is Dorman, this?
That Dorman's badge yet?
Jeez, this was way before the hashtag me too. I'll give you the red hot tip.
Still yet to meet the one?
Lucked out in the love stakes?
Sound familiar?
Not sure how to meet your true love? AJ Bridge and Spiders, Second Chance Dance.
About to talk to another bloke who has registered and will be there on the night.
Yeah, make sure you continue to register, goldfm.com.au. A lot of males and females now as well, but if you want to come along, exactly what Ernie's done. Morning, Ernie. Now, you're from Big Rewarders. How long, and set it up, how long have you been on the dating scene for?
Look, mate, it's probably been over a year and a half, you know what I mean? And, it's been average, but, I mean, hey, I'm getting through it, you know?
Do you know, Ernie, everyone on the coast thinks it's hard to find singles, but we're finding that there's a lot of singles out there. So we're going to do this, as we call it, concentration of force. We're going to put you all in one area. Do you reckon you've got your skills set, ready to go? You can get back on that wagon?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Look, I'm ready to get my groove on and just strap my stuff, you know what I mean?
And what's something like a first date for you, Ernie? I know you like there's a couple of great restaurants around. Is that your kind of cup of tea?
Oh, look, I love going to a good restaurant. You know, I like going for walks along the beach and, you know, sitting on the beach with some sushi and a glass of wine, to be quite honest.
Oh.
You know, that's quite nice, you know.
Don't say too much. Bridget's getting excited here. I've got a...
And you
have a job and a licence, so...
Yeah, I do. That I do.
But, you know, it's interesting when you've been out of it for a while, out of the dating scene, that you really appreciate those little things, don't you? Like a picnic, like just hanging out, cuddles.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, for a little period there, you kind of find yourself cuddling the pillow instead of your partner, you know what I mean?
Ernie!
Well, I'll have to ask, Ernie, you're coming along to the Second Chance Dance. It's May the 11th, the next Friday night. You're going to love it, but you got the opportunity to bring a wingman. Who's going to be your wingman? Yeah.
Look, yeah, my wingman's going to be my ex-wife.
Right.
You, yeah. Well, hang on. Hang.
What?
Hey, you're going to bring...
You, wow.
It's going to be your ex-wife as your wingman.
You know what? I reckon she'd be a good wingman. You know, she's quite fun and we both get along quite well.
Well, you know, this is really interesting because often I think it's great when people are mature enough to get on with their ex because you were together for a reason.
Oh, look, we're very amicable, you know, and of course we do it for the children, but, you know, more, you know, for ourselves too, you know. And who else? She knows everything about me, more than any of my friends.
Oh, imagine that when someone comes up, they go, hang on, what do you like? Well, here's my ex-wife, she'll tell you. And,
I reckon it could work for us, it could backfire, eh?
Make sure she doesn't finish her sentences for you.
I won't be letting her do that.
Don't worry about that.
An interesting combo, but we love it. And Ernie, will see you and your ex-wife next Friday night.
Thank you, guys. Have a great one.
Good on you, Ernie. Wow. Register at goldfm.com.au.
And we want to know, 13, 2017, do you get along with your ex-wife? That is, it's fantastic that he's able to do that, and she wants to come along as well. I think that's great. Do you get along with your ex-wife?
It's
Give us a ring.
And it's very cool for your kids, too, if you get on. And I must say, I want to hear from you two next, because I'm very proud of you two. You both get on with your exes.
Yeah, all right.
Well,
I had a foot in each camp.
Yeah, that's true.
Only because I owe Annie money.
Isn't that lovely? We heard from Ernie, who is so mature in his relationship with his ex. They get on still that Ernie, for our Second Chance Dance, is bringing along his ex-wife as his wingman.
Yeah.
Well, look, if anyone knows him, it's his ex, right?
Yeah, exactly. Look, in theory, the idea is great. I think it's fantastic. As you say, she does know him and they must have got along really well at some stage.
Yes.
I'm lucky enough to have a foot in either camp. I don't get along with one of my exes, but I do in the other one. And you can just see the difference in the relationship. It is, it's great. I get along with Sally really well. I only spoke to her yesterday. She's got a young son the same age as Boston, and we've organised for young Darcy to come up this weekend because we've got a long weekend. So gives her a weekend off and gives Boston and Darcy time together. So you can see the difference, and it is great. And she'd be my wingman if it was the situation where I was going.
I don't have children, so once it's done for me. Like, don't even text.
You
like, cut and dry. No, I don't know. That's just how I roll. It's just because I don't need to, and we've obviously moved on for a reason. So yeah, I mean, it's not bitter. It's just the way it goes.
And you've got too many dogs to look after.
Well, I've got a lot of dogs to look after. But we have a call here, and it's the lovely, beautiful, gorgeous, the most patient woman I know. AJ's ex, Annie. Hello, Annie.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Annie, good morning.
Annie? Oh, Annie was there.
AJ's playing funny buggers.
He's not pressing the buttons.
AJ, you know.
Hang on. The boss is in. Annie.
You're not getting away with that.
I've organised Daddy in here. There we go. Here we go. Annie, hello. Annie?
See?
It wasn't meant to be. And she would have to be one of the most...
Mate, I'll suspend you if you don't get that phone on. She's right there. You've got the fader. What have you done?
Annie, he's out. He's gone.
Thank God for that.
He's finally worked the desk to his...
Should have seen his face.
There was three of you in here having a crack at the desk, having a crack at me and then having a crack at the desk, and it wasn't going to work.
We've got to get Annie back.
The funniest thing I find about this is she must have been the most patient person
in the world. Well, you guys know, because you guys were completely chalk and cheese, right, AJ? So you are, you know, quite disorganised and late, and everyone does everything for you. But Annie was quite a spiritual hippie woman, wasn't she, AJ?
Yeah, very much so. But we have to get to the news, so we'll come back. And
we will be talking to Annie before 9 o'clock. You're not getting away with it, AJ.
He's a father of four, a decorated AFL legend, winner of the Western Port High Grade 4 Knitting Prize. And he's not afraid to speak his mind. This is Spider Spry, hitting the important and not so important issues.
Yeah, 1st of May today.
Yes. Yep.
Dark day. I'm calling it Black Tuesday.
Why?
Black Tuesday. No more plastic bags.
Yes. No. Woo!
Oh, stop it. No more plastic bags what? At the Coles in Hope Island and near me, and I'm not happy.
Oh, diddum.
No more. What? What?
Have you seen the waterways?
Oh, don't start me with all this greeny garbage. I'll tell you something.
Yeah, it's garbage, all right. That's right, in the waterways.
I'll tell you something about these plastic bags.
Oh, my God.
They are multi-useful. We know that not only do you carry your groceries out with them, you also can use them to take the rubbish out into the rubbish bin as well. They're bin liners. They're also good for dirty clothes, camping, storage. They have so many uses out there. And these greenies sit there and go, no, these plastic bags are ruining the world. Bridge, you even wore them on your feet to get to school.
Excuse me, Mum used they were sandwich bags. Mum used to put them on to keep my Crosbys dry. But I'm telling
I used to use them to keep my feet dry at school, and I used the Coles shopping bags. And they are useful. They are not ruining the environment
you
one little bit.
You are so selfish. How many idiot pills did you take today? Honestly, they think that in the waterways, the marine life think it's jellyfish and they eat it. How about I give you one to choke on right now? In fact, I will.
You've got one. Why have you got one?
Choke on this plastic bag.
If you're so hippie
it's
and what?
It's biodegradable.
Anyway, this is a silly reality about the whole thing. Is that, yes, they won't give you a free one, but you can go and buy a plastic bag for 15 cents. Or not only that, now they're taking away our garbage bin, which was the old bin liners, old shopping bags. We now can go and buy more plastic bags. They are absolutely money-hungry, grabbing big businesses. That's all they are. Are they going to offer us boxes? Are they going to give us boxes to carry the food and vegetables out with? No. So it is 100% money-generated. It's not about the environment at all. It's about the bottom dollar.
Nice. All of it.
You've been sprayed by Spider.
Get that garbage bag.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to shove it.
Right, put it over his head.
I'm going to shove it.
Yeah.
Oh, let's see how biodegradable this is. How dare you want to choke a dolphin?
I don't want to choke
a turtle. Oh. Yes, you do. You disgust me.
Waste of time.
Bridgie's got a parking fine. Oh.
Hang on.
Yeah.
And
we might have
Annie.
A phone call.
Your ex.
Oh, okay. Thought I did away with that.
No.
My little technical play up.
No, you didn't.
Okay. There's no real reason to do this, you know.
There's
no programming. I'm an old content director.
Listen.
There's no programming element here that's going to really push this home,
of
having my ex on.
Excuse me. How is it not relevant? We're doing Gold FM's Second Chance Dance. People finding love again. We spoke to the lovely Ernie. And Ernie is bringing along his ex-wife as a wingman. So we wanted to know if you were friends with your ex, and you both are.
Yeah, I get along with my ex, Sally, and you do with your ex, AJ. And we actually tried to ring her before, but for some reason, the phones have worked all morning, but we couldn't get this one phone call to air. I don't know how it happened, but so, AJ, we want you to step away from the desk.
Step away now. Put your hands up.
And we'll make sure the call goes to air, because for some reason, it just didn't work, 10 minutes ago?
Yeah. Amazing. Well, you didn't get away with it, AJ. She's back.
Yeah.
I have always loved this woman on many levels. Miss Annie, I love you. How are you, darling?
Hey, Bridge. Good, thank you.
Hey, Annie, I've got to be honest with you too. I've grown in so much respect for you.
Oh, yeah.
I've only been working with AJ for several months, but I just got one question. No, two. How and why?
How and why? I don't know.
I don't know why. Oh, that was a good answer. That was fantastic. You've got two children with me and you don't know why.
You're pretty cute in your younger days in Triple M with your long hair. He was pretty hippie too, Bridge. He had long hair halfway down his back.
That's all it was. It was the long hair.
Well, then she
found out the reality.
Well, Annie, this is the thing. You're quite a spiritual hippie person like me, and I just wouldn't think that you'd be compatible with AJ because he would drive you insane, wouldn't he?
Yeah, well, he did, I suppose. No, he was good fun in Sydney. We had a great time in there, and it got hard when they got older.
If you were to come to this second chance dance with AJ as his wingman, what advice would you give the female that he was chatting to?
Oh, that's a hard question. Don't go there.
Oh, yes.
I'll get out there.
Oh.
She's kidding, isn't she?
Every weekend I catch up with, well, every Monday night, I'm the assistant coach of the Southport Sharks under-12s.
Aww.
And I drive Boston Tynan and Benny to the training every Monday, and we catch up with the boys and we talk about all the big issues. You know, everything like the, should there be homework, advice for Donald Trump, we look into the crystal ball, who should win the AFL, the NRL Grand Final. But with our second chance dance happening next Friday night, I thought I'd put it to the Southport under-12s and ask them, you know, pretty much about their dating history at school at the moment and where things are at. So cute. I kick it off and I ask the boys, does any of them actually have a girlfriend?
Oh, no, man, no. No, but I'd liked someone for 6 years, but they never liked that boss, Ben. Yes, there are people that do. Yes. I'm not
going to
mention them because they would probably kill me.
Well, then, okay, I thought, okay, they're not happy mentioning the actual names.
No.
Would you take them, or where would you take them on a date?
I'd take her into Gold Class. Aww. And we'd get popcorn and a drink, and then I'd take her home. I would take her to Gold Class at Harvard House, and then we would go to Yonta, and then we would go to Yogurt Land. I'd go to Movie World for the day. At the end of the day, I'd probably be poor.
Yeah, you probably would be after they said they want to go to Yogurt Land. But then Benny mentioned right at the start that there was a girl that he liked. So, Benny, you mentioned the girl that you like. Do you think you'll end up being with her one day?
Well, I think when I'm older, the person I'd like will probably come back and like me. But it's up to her if she doesn't like me. I don't really care anyway. I've moved on. I say no, Ben's not going to get her to like him. No offense, Ben, but there are billions of people in the world. The thing is, mainly people don't marry from school. Mainly they marry from meeting each other from not school. I have faith in you, Ben. I reckon you'll end up with her. Yeah. Thank you so much for adopting her. Can I mention her name? No.
So hopefully Ben ends up with his what is it, primary school sweetheart.
Oh, how cute is that?
I don't know about you, Peter, but I'm dying to hear about this.
I have some big news.
I'm an overweight middle-aged man.
Welcome to Jumanji.
It's a great way to open the show.
And the media, look at all those people back there.
We have more wealth than most Australians, that is true.
Live from Gold 92.5's breakfast table, it's Bridges Feed.
Yeah, I am, because I've got a theory here.
Hang on, don't.
Yeah.
What am I going to do now as a single girl watching other people fall in love on an island and drink cocktails? My life is now over. Look, a bit of a wrap-up of Bachelor in Paradise. Jeez, I love this show. First of all, Jared and Kira, amazing. They're together. I love this. At least Jared understands how high-maintenance Kira really is.
And I really hope that her mind has just settled down and she's just chilled out a little bit. And also, there's not too much wind, because she hates the wind in her face and it's going to ruin her hair. And I just want her to be in the moment.
I'm never going to back down from anything. Like, if we have a fight, I'm never going to walk away, but I'm also never going to back down.
So that means that I'll just give up. And
happy wife, happy life, okay?
Oh. And then Ali, gee, she falls hard and fast, and she fell for Grant, and Grant only gave her a commitment ring. She wasn't happy about it, but this is what she had to say.
He's the most thoughtful, caring, genuine, kind-hearted, attentive, beautiful soul man that just makes me feel so happy. I think this is right up my alley.
Right up her alley. Yeah, well, she went to LA and the rumours are he asked to have a threesome. And she jumped on the plane and came back. But, of course, it was going to be our girl, our Gold Coaster, Tara. What a poker face you had here in the studio. No. You were engaged when you were in here talking to us.
I know. Sorry I didn't tell you guys.
Oh, my God. I cried. Congratulations, Sam and Tara. Oh,
you
my
didn't
God.
Cry, did
I cried last night.
No,
it's fine. I cried too. It's okay.
Little boy.
Don't break the tears. Yeah.
Oh, it's like.
Now, I've got a theory, Sam. You'll be able to help me out with this. You know, when you play footy and you make the finals, because we know you get paid to go on the show, but when you make footy, you make the finals, you get a bonus. Do you get a bonus if you get engaged on the show?
No, it's a bonus, mate. No bonus.
Yeah, just
the door. A bonus, baby. It's okay.
No, you're a bonus too, babe.
Oh, love it. That's so typical of you, Spider. No. You are so cynical about love.
I just think if they push it to the next level, the producer would have said there's a bit of financial gain out of there for you.
I wish.
No, then you'd have people doing it for the wrong reason, and then that's a disaster, and everyone's wasting their time. No.
It's true.
It wasn't really about that. We forgot about the cameras as well.
Good.
We forgot we were on a TV show by the end.
Well, I saw the love. I saw you fall in love, but I did hear a little rumour that you two were sneaking off like little rabbits around the island, so to speak.
Try before you buy.
Al fresco.
Yeah, no. Oh, she's beautiful. Yeah. And she's walking around in a bikini and I've got a cocktail in my hand.
I tell you what. It is beautiful. You're going to get it married on TV? I'm hearing that rumour.
Oh, no, we haven't even thought about it. Look, I guess it could be an option, but I don't know.
That's something I never would have considered. But when you see the love and the support we're getting from the Australian public, we read the messages and it's just so... be a sort of a nice hat tip or a thank you, but yeah, we'll think about that, I think.
But what do you mean? You're like, you'd never thought you'd be able to get this kind of publicity. That's why you went on there in the first place.
No.
What?
No, I went on there for a free holiday, mate. The Bachelorette didn't really sell it to me, like reality dating show. I sort of limped into that thing, and luckily I met Tara, but
yes.
Mate, I would have been happy. I would have been okay with a week over there and a tan.
We were very apprehensive about going on the show. Like, neither of us wanted to do it. Had a few meetings and got convinced and very happy.
So did you know before you went on there?
Pardon?
Did you know before you're on there you're committed to each other?
No.
Well, you both said you didn't want to go on there, but then you're convinced that you had to go on there.
Just let them just be in love with each other.
I know, but I'm just trying to find the backstory of these shows.
Oh, no, I didn't know Sam at all.
Okay, so you never met him before you went on the show?
No, I mean, the
Now, Sam... experience is pretty shit for me. So
yeah, exactly.
I was expecting the worst-case scenario.
Don't worry, I watched the show. I get it.
Now, Sam and Tara, I'm a celebrant. Do you need a chief celebrant?
Oh, my gosh, I've been getting messages from celebrants. Like, I've had about 50 celebrants email me today. Wanting to do our wedding.
He's the best.
She's trying to make me get Greg Evans to marry us from Perfect Match for when she was on the telly. She thinks that's going to be the best idea. And I'm like, I don't know about that, Mum.
Yes, because do you know who Tara's mum was? Tell AJ who your mum is.
Oh, Mum was on Perfect Match back in the day. Her name's Debbie.
Debbie Newsom.
Debbie Newsom
is Tara's mum and is now Sam's mother-in-law. And I must say, Sam, welcome to the coast. This is your station of choice. Don't worry about Spider. Welcome to the coast, darling.
Oh, it's beautiful. You know, when I got out of the mansion, when I finished the Bachelorette, my brother drove me out. We did the theme park and party for 2 weeks and I didn't want to leave. I think it's the most beautiful place.
I
got a suntan at Pacific Fair the other day. It was so nice.
Guys, thank you. I'll see you at the wedding.
We love you.
Yeah, love you guys. Thank you. We love.
Bye.
I have some big news.
I'm an overweight middle-aged man.
Welcome to Jumanji.
It's a great way to open the show.
And the media, look at all those people back there.
We have more wealth than most Australians. That is true.
Live from Gold 92.5's breakfast table, it's Bridges Feed.
20 to 9.
And I tell you what, if anyone gets engaged at our second chance dance, we better get an invite. Because
oh,
we
100%.
Are the Cupids. And I tell you what, with the big royal wedding coming up with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle Sparkle, there's big Hollywood A-listers that have been invited. Who do you think would be invited? I mean, I know I'm throwing a wide net here, but who do you think? Have a guess.
Beckham.
Yeah, maybe Beckham. No.
I just think because they like their soccer.
True that.
So I thought Beckham would have got. And then maybe a couple of people. Wasn't she on a television show?
Yes.
I reckon a couple of them.
couple of them.
No. That, to be honest, I don't know.
Any guess?
Well, I know Liz and Philip will be there.
Well, yes, but any A-list Hollywood...
Tom Hanks?
No, George and Amal Clooney have got the invite. Yes. They've got the call up. God bless. Well, Amal does a lot for... she's an incredible international lawyer for, you know...
Yeah.
She's a very smart, amazing, intelligent woman. She's that smart, I don't even know her title.
Yeah, and George, he just looks good, doesn't he? I look like George.
Oh, Georgie Porge, yeah, he does look good. So there we go. Now, look, just hang in with me for two more seconds, and I promise this is the last thing I'll ever say about Bachelor in Paradise.
No, stay with me.
Poor Ali, she's beautiful. Can I say one thing? Ladies, in your 20s, early 30s, stop getting plastic surgery so young. You were already beautiful. Ali was beautiful when she was on The Bachelor years ago. She's had a lot of work. A lot of work.
Yeah.
She doesn't look the same.
And avoid a cigarette lighter.
Well. No, it's true. You put her out of my deck and she'd melt during the day. No, I'm telling you. So she is confirmed as the new Bachelorette, and reading a lot on Twitter and Instagram, people are not happy because unfortunately there's not much of a personality going on there.
No.
Even when the guy said, I love you, she went, I love you too, Janet. Anyway, so yeah, I think it might be a bit boring. Now, big movies. I want you to help me out with this one movie.
Massive.
Until I get there, this is a movie that I will never, ever, 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 ever see, no matter how much money you will ever, ever give me to watch it. There's a new movie trailer that is so horrifying that parents and kids are too scared to even go to the cinema until the movie trailers are over. It stars our very own Toni Collette as an artist and a mother whose life takes a strange and horrifying turn, and there's deaths. It's called Hereditary. And apparently the trailer is so scary that it is freaking people out.
You know we're going to Google it.
You know I'm never going to watch it.
$5.
Never, never, never. But that's the hard thing because then will people go and see it or they won't, because there's a movie that everyone's going to see.
Yeah, it's been massive. $870-odd million. It's beaten any opening weekend of any movie in all time. Bigger than Star Wars, bigger than Jurassic Park, any of those. And we're talking about the Avengers, and it's Iron Man, Thor, and the Hulk.
Oh.
To bring together a group of remarkable people to see if we could become something more.
Yeah, well, they're saying that you've got to see it. You've got to see a few of the others to make the storyline, but a lot of people divided, thumbs up, thumbs down, but it does leave an ending that there's going to be another.
Yeah, Scotty Taylor, our US correspondent, said many people may be disappointed with the ending, and the Incredible Hulk doesn't get enough screen time. I bet he had a tantrum about that.
Not enough green.
Not enough green time.
Guess what? The weekend's going to be good for a big day out at the Turfy, out at the Turf Club, the Gold Coast Turf Club, and they're involved in the Winter Carnival, of course, with the Hollandale Stakes and also the Gold Coast Cup. And, oh, kids, you know...
You're in peak form, aren't you?
No, you know I love playing this one.
Hello. I'm Mr. Red.
Seriously, how excited are you, Adrian?
Well, he's back on. The yips are gone.
This is a horse, of course, of course. And no one can talk to a horse, of course.
Look
that
at
is, of course, unless the horse is the famous Mr. Red.
You do like that, do you? So you're back on. You're in fine form, I hear.
No, I had the yips for a while, but
yes.
We're back on song, thank goodness.
Yes.
I've got body corporate to pay. I've got Annie to pay. I've got pay.
So you had a couple of wins. A couple of wins, and it's a good... the racing for the Winter Carnival around the Gold Coast, up in Brisbane, it's a great carnival, isn't it, Adrian?
Yeah, fantastic. Stradbroke coming up in June, but a couple of big races Saturday. There's Stayers going into the Doomben Cup out of the Hollandale Stakes on Saturday. So some very, very good horses in town, and, Bridgie, some very good outfits.
Well, this is the thing, right? It gives me an excuse to, you know, pick up a little
frock up.
And women, we do love it because you can drink champagne during the day, you can wear nice sunglasses, you can get all frocked up. And there is a certain look for races that you dress at night. So it's beautiful little pinstripe two-piece number.
Oof.
And it's all like ruffled off the neck and there's kind of asymmetrical tight-fitted thing going on the bottom. God knows if it's going to look any good because only the top's turned up.
What?
Now, this is all the way from America.
What do you mean?
First world problem had during America this morning.
Two-piece?
A two-piece. So then the skirt's a high-waisted one and only the top's turned up. I've paid top dollar as well.
You're going to go bottom free?
Well, I don't know what's happening. The funny thing is I rang the States like I was ringing Yugoslavia and I'm like, hello, I'm from Australia. She's like, yeah. That's fine. You're in Australia. Yeah, like I can understand you. I'm like, oh, okay. I only have a top and I where's the bottom?
You think that's a problem?
Oh, you don't have a problem as a man.
No.
What?
I've only got to wear, I've got one suit.
That you wear to court and weddings, yeah?
And no longer fits.
Peter.
I've put on a couple of kilos. So, like, the pants aren't too bad because now they're three-quarter and they're very, very tight, and that's in. I could use the jacket as a vest, I suppose.
Cut off the sleeves. Yeah. Well, everyone on The Bachelor in Paradise last night were doing the whole three-quarter with no socks on and their shoes. So you could...
I'm trendy now. Put on weight and you end up trendy.
Good luck.
So listen, we've got some tickets here. Give us a bell, 13 27 10, if you'd like to be with us at the races on Saturday for their big day at the Gold Coast Turf Club. We've got a ticket for you and three friends to the Turf Club on Saturday for the Gold Coast Cup and the Hollandale Stakes. 13 27 10.
What size are your pants? Maybe I could wear the pants with my top. When my skirt comes in, you can chuck that on.
Perfect, yeah.
You'd love that, wouldn't you?
Again.
Now, Al is next here at Gold, and more chances at our second chance dance at the Envy Hotel, their new Cocktails and Keys Piano Bar, Friday week. Al's got more tickets to that as well coming up here at Gold. Have a great day.
Bye.
AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.